What is up, everybody? It's the Elite 95 of the Universe. Welcome to, well, another podcast. Now, my last podcast was called My Vacation with My Family in Florida. Wow, that was recorded, I think, a year and 6 months ago. Wow, that was a really long time ago. Now, what I've done since then. Well, I don't know. Gained weight. Went to school for around 2-3 months. Got kicked out. I don't know. There's not really much to talk about, but seriously, like, you know. Well, the one. But the, let me tell you. But okay.
I can't talk.
Anyway, let me tell you about this computer I used to have. It was a Gateway E4610. It was a pretty old computer. Like, when I looked through the BIOS, it was from, according to the BIOS, it was first turned on March 2007. Yeah, that was a really long time ago. Like, it was 13 years. It was 13 years old. It wasn't until like about a month and a half ago where it just croaked. Yeah, it died. But let me tell you about the computer. Now, the computer in question originally came with 2 gigs of RAM, a 256 gig hard drive, and had Windows XP. Even though it was from around this time, 2007, around the time of 2007, Windows 7 was coming out. And so anyway, when I got the computer from a thrift store, like that is run by my church. And it, I don't know. Okay, so that day, I remember, I went to there to volunteer and, like, move around some stuff, like, help carry stuff from the truck to the inside of the warehouse. And then I spot these two computers. I'm like, oh, cool. So I told the dude, I forgot his name, but I asked the dude, hey, what is two computers here? And he's like, oh, those two computers are busted. Don't even bother with them. Then I look closer. It still had its power supply in it. I was thinking to myself, if it was gutted, it wouldn't have the power supply in it. So 6 hours went by. I was getting more and more anxious, and I have kind of mild anxiety where I feel like I'm bugging you, but I'm not. It's called social anxiety. But anyway, that's besides the point. So I got the computer. I got to keep both computers. So I got both computers. I brought them home. One didn't have a hard drive, but the other one did. One was an older Gateway. The other one was a newer one. I actually wanted to use the older one, but I found out the older one had half a gig of memory. I'm like, no. I found out the other one had, I found out the other one had 2 gigs of RAM. It had two RAM sticks. One was with 1 gig each. The other one had 1 gig RAM stick, and it was, I can't remember. It was either 256 gigs or 500 gigs. I mean, I meant megabytes. 500 megs or 256 megs of memory. Just in case you guys don't know, you can't run anything with that.
Oh, good grief.
Good grief. Now, anyway, so I boot the computer, and I found out it boots into Windows XP. Well, originally, before that, I was trying to have it use my hard drive. But for some reason, it wasn't booting to my hard drive, and I found out why. It wasn't the computer was the computer's hardware wasn't used to newer hardware. Newer software and hardware on the let's just say it was too old to run the thing I was on the laptop drive. Anyway, so I look through the computer and I find that it had that from the previous owner. It still had the original owner's photos in it. And I had like a tough decision to make. So I was like, should I delete the photos or should I track down the owner and give the computer back to her? So I was like, well, I was thinking to myself, I was like, okay, on one side, I was like, it's your computer, you can own it. On the other side, I was like, it's their computer, they should have it back. To be honest, I think they forgot that it had photos in it. Also, when I opened it up, it had loads of dust in it. It didn't have loads of dust in it. It had hardly any dust. It had hardly been used. So yeah. Yeah. So I found, the only thing it had in it was memes. Lots and lots of memes. Lots of memes. Like, it was mostly dog memes. I think I still have in this hard drive that's in front of me. But I don't know. It's been a long time. I spent about a couple hours after. I spent the next few days using the computer with Windows XP in it. Because, in my opinion, the first Windows, I think the first operating system I ever used, from what I remember, was Windows 7 for my parents' computer. But then after that, I got a computer that had Windows XP on it. And I remember the one thing I fiddled with and had fun with was the text to speech. my God, I remember the funniest part. I mean, this is like 12-year-old humor, but the one thing I remember, actually, no, 14, no, no, 13-year-old humor. I remember when I used it, I made it say it's disgusting stuff, but the funniest one was poo-poo. It was the funniest shit ever. Oh, man. So, that's besides the point. That was an old Dell computer that I used to have. That computer got recycled years ago because it stopped working. But anyway, the Gateway computer. Okay, about a week and a half after using Windows XP, I found out it was pretty useless. Also, I was like, why did I like this system? I mean, to be honest, Windows XP is my favorite operating system ever because it was like timeless. It's like it had the. I even use its error sound as my studio intro sound. Ding. Or dun. I don't know. It's the sound. You all know. It's C. It's C, you know, like low C. Bum. Anyway. So, what I remember from that computer. Well, I spent about an hour trying to figure out how to get it to upgrade to Windows 6P. I mean, 10. So, in Windows 10. So, well, in the next episode, I'm going to explain to you how difficult it was to get videos to record on it. But yeah, so I'm going. So anyway, this computer, I figured out why it wouldn't upgrade to Windows 10. It was like,
this is Windows XP software. I'm like,
are you shitting me right now? So there's a trick. I plugged a USB. So I downloaded Windows XP. I mean, why do I keep saying Windows XP? Windows 10 onto my phone. Stuck USB, stuck the charging cord in the computer. I put in a USB in there. I put it in there. I drag the file from the phone into the computer, then from the computer into the flash drive. Booted down the computer. Went did the thing where you press F8 and boot drives. I boot it from the flash drive and I figured out that this computer from Windows that had been running Windows XP for 12 years of its life. Was it capable of running Windows XP? I found this out when I looked through its thing. I'm like, oh, cool. So It took it about, I think, like 10 or so minutes to update to Windows, like, to Windows 10. Think about this. It went from XP to 10. Like, it went from XP to 7, 7, 8, 8.1 to 10. It went from 4 operating systems. Whew. Now, so on the next podcast episode, which is going to be on tomorrow, I'm going to tell you the story of how difficult this computer was to use. All right, anyway, see you later. This has been the Relief Night. This has been the University. Out.